I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Marches are being organized in every state this Saturday to defend abortion rights. Joining me now is Jenny Brown, the lead organizer of the Juno rally. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
And Carla Hart, a member of the organizing team. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Well, thank you both for being here. Let's dive right in. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected an emergency request to block an abortion ban in Texas. How did you both feel when you heard about that? Jenny, we'll start with you.
I felt like that it's not fair, not only to the Texas women, but to women, you know, throughout our land and throughout the state as well. Because I know that once it starts hitting other states, like Texas isn't going to be the first state that has this abortion ban. I think it's called the heartbeat ban or heartbeat law or something. But it was pretty upsetting to hear because I know that not all pregnancies are pregnancies from consensual sex. And so when it says it doesn't matter how the female got pregnant, it was anything after 6 weeks, they couldn't get an abortion. A lot of the times people don't realize they're pregnant until maybe after 8 to 10 weeks. You know what I mean? So by the time they find out, they can't even get an abortion if it's not something that they wanted or could actually deal with, that they have to, you know, keep the baby. And not all people are wanting to be pregnant or wanting to get pregnant. And a lot of the times, you know, there's subjects of incest and rape that happen where people end up getting pregnant. And it's not something that they can handle, like trauma sets in, and it's just something, I just feel like it's a woman's body. I don't think that men should have any kind of a say against a woman's body and a woman's choice.
Carla, what would you add to that?
I just add that I see this as an unfolding of what started long ago and has happened with the appointments to the Supreme Court that were made, and then this opportunity to further degrade reproductive rights and reproductive justice, and definitely that we need to speak up.
What's important to you about having accessible reproductive health resources for everyone, including abortion? Carla, we'll stay with you.
I think that we really need to respect women, and reproductive rights have been a tool of control rather than really anything relating to human life. It's a means of controlling women's bodies, and that just needs to change.
And Jenny, would you add anything to that?
I would just add on to Carla's too, that I think that as much as everybody likes to preach that humans are equal, you know what I mean? Like they stand for equal rights for everybody, but they still do things to try to control other people, including women's bodies and women's choices.
The Women's March put out a call for protest nationwide, and Juneau is one of many communities in Alaska that responded. Can one of you tell me a little bit about the Women's March? Who are they and what do they do?
Yeah, I'll let Jenny take that. She's been a leader in it.
The Women's March has gotten together, I believe, as of, I want to say the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, they band together for a lot of things. It's not just, it's a worldwide protest. I believe it is from Trump. And the fact that most of his statements were against women, basically. So it's the largest protest in the U.S., even, I guess, in the U.S. history, is having the Women's March. And what we're doing with the Women's March is that we just feel like it's extremely important that we stand with the women of Texas, as well as the other states who are working to take away the woman's right to choose. And as women in Alaska, we are facing a similar bill that will threaten our constitutional rights. And it's time for us to take a stand and have our voices heard. As a Native woman, it's important that people of color hear our voices and have our voices heard. Just because we don't say things lightly, you know what I mean? We're at grave risk of losing our reproductive freedom completely. So it's not just like it's Texas and Mississippi. It's up to the highest court in our land, and they're refusing to defend our constitutional rights. So what we're witnessing is the most direct and dire threats to our reproductive health in our lifetimes.
Yes, it certainly seems like this has been a long time in the works from pro-choice advocates and politicians. The Juno rally will take place at the Whale Park at noon on Saturday. Jenny, you are the organizer. What do you need from the community?
I would just like support from the community. Like, we have a great list of speakers that are coming to speak. We have legislators, we have Native corporations, tribal members, we have community members. We have city assembly, people running for city assembly, people running for governor. We just want to be heard, and we want to let our legislation know that we're heard. You know what I mean? So it takes part in every aspect of Juno, and that we just want to be equal.
I understand that this is going to be an outdoor event. Obviously, it's taking place at the park outside, and masks will be required. And you just want to remind folks to dress warmly. And the weather forecast isn't looking great. But it sounds like you'll have some masks, a few masks to share, and a few signs as well. What else should folks do to prepare?
We have actually are in the process of making signs. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, I'm sure, until the day of the rally. We did get PPE equipment donated from Central Council Tlingit Haida. So they're providing us with masks and hand sanitizer and gloves and wipes to wipe things down. Just because we know that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and we're also trying to stay safe. So we have masks available if nobody has masks there. We do have a few other donations too that are happening that are going to be there as well.
Yeah. And we are going to be live streaming the event for people who cannot make it, or who the weather's too extreme, or COVID concerns, or whatever reason. And that live stream will be through our Facebook event page, which is the Juno Rally for Abortion Justice. So if you just search Juno Rally for Abortion Justice on Facebook, and the day of the rally, we will have the Facebook live stream as well to participate.
What do you both hope will come out of this rally?
I hope that we get heard. I hope that we're not the only people in Juneau that are going to be, you know, doing our call to action to our legislatures and to our senators and representatives, to our governor. Because not only is Texas doing this heartbeat ban, but they also have been challenging the Indian Child Welfare Act since 2018. So they're trying to take all the Native children out of the Native homes and put them in quote unquote good Christian homes, where they're calling it the silent genocide, basically. So I know that September 30th is the Orange Shirt Day, the Every Child Matters Day. So I thought that I would throw that in there also, that Texas is also doing this.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Tomorrow's show will be focused on Orange Shirt Day as well. Well, once again, the rally is set for noon this Saturday at the Whale Park. I want to thank you both for joining me, Jenny Brown and Carla Hart. I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about this today and talk about all the issues that this rally is in support of, but I really thank you both for doing what you're doing, and I hope you have a great turnout this weekend.
Thank you very much. A reminder that this isn't just a women's rally. Everyone should be concerned about reproductive rights and reproductive justice and human rights. So everyone, please show up. Thank you.
A good note to end on. Thank you, Carla.
don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys.
Maybe you've heard our next guest talk about jazz on public radio or listened to one of her many albums in which her fingers fly across the keyboard. Now you're about to hear from Judy Carmichael in person via Zoom when we come back what she plans to play at her concert tomorrow night in Juneau.